Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
It's absolutely amazing how fast 19 years can go by. And at the same time, how easy it is for me to talk about something that happened 19 years ago and for that to end up being irrelevant because it's like ancient history. But I'm going to do it anyway because I still think this is a great idea. That is to say, the idea of an annual project or an annual series that we revisit each year. And I have some experience with this because I've done this. It started in 2007, 19 years ago, when I conceived what I thought was going to be, and turned out to be semi, a long-term project that I still believe in. I decided I would do an annual project that would be simple enough that I could complete it, but full enough that it had some meat and potatoes to it. And that is an annual project that consisted of 5 images. I would do that each year, whose subject would always be winter trees. I love photographing winter trees. I just can't get enough of them. And knowing that about myself, I thought, here's a subject that I can revisit because I probably will anyway, whether or not I do this project or not. This was my thinking back in 2007. So I might as well set it up as a formalized kind of project, which is what I did. And so I committed myself to doing a new 5-image collection of winter trees images every year. This was, by the way, before the idea of seeing in sixes came about, which didn't become manifest as either a way of doing a project or indeed a book for 9 years later. We did the first seeing in sixes book in 2016. But in 2007, I wasn't thinking in terms of books, and so 5 became the number. So it was definitely the precursor to the Seeing in Sixes project idea. The reason we ended up doing 6 in 2016 was because it made more sense in terms of page layouts in a book where you had facing pages, and so you wanted it to be divisible by 2. But the original idea was this annual series of winter trees images where I decided to do 5 images every year. And like I say, it started off as an annual folio project. Printed images, 5 of them, with a little introductory text, perhaps a poem, perhaps something I wrote. So there was definitely a physicality component to the idea. But it quickly expanded to an accompanying PDF version. And so as the years unfolded, I did a Winter Trees folio and PDF in 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, and 2014, 7 years in a row. I did an annual project, and then for some reason, I can't remember, I stopped. I didn't do a Winter Trees Volume 8, but I should have. And I wish now I had had the commitment to carry this beyond the 7 years I actually did it, because I still think it's a great idea for all kinds of reasons. In fact, I'm thinking of restarting this annual series, particularly because I've had a few good years of winter trees photographs, and the reasons for continuing this project are still valid and, to some degree, have overwhelmed my lethargy, even though it's been 12 years since I did a Winter Trees 5-image project. But it's the concept of doing an annual series that I want to address today. I went back and looked at my notes, and some of the reasons that I thought this was a good idea back in 2007 are still perfectly valid today. The first of which, for example, is I perceived that an annual winter trees project would motivate me to go out photographing in bad weather. And sometimes I need a little motivation to go out there and face the snow or the rain or to put chains on the car and slog my way through knee-deep snowbanks. Sometimes it's lovely to go out in bad weather. Sometimes I just resist it. But I knew having a little extra nudge from a committed annual project would help me get out there and make the images. It also instantaneously occurred to me as I thought of this idea of turning it into an annual series that the first one would be incredibly easy because all I had to do was go back and mine my Lightroom catalog for 5 images I really liked of winter trees, which is exactly what I did. And so the first one, Winter Trees 1, consists of 5 images that had been gathered over years, over maybe decades. And they were sort of a little bit of a greatest hits collection of 5 of my best winter tree images. I knew that was going to be the case with number 1. Number 2, the challenge starts to kick in. Maybe I still have some images that could go immediately into Winter Trees number 2 that were in my Lightroom catalog that I had not yet used, but I knew predictably that eventually I would have used all the ones that I thought were really good. And then what do? Then I'm going to be faced with the challenge of being creative and at the same time not repetitive of what I've previously photographed or previously used in an annual Winter Trees project of 5 images. So I was able to project ahead and realize that it was going to be increasingly a greater challenge for me from a creative, from a constructive, from a compositional, from a sensitivity point of view. It was going to be more and more of a challenge with every passing year. And I like that. I think that's a great way to structure a project that pushes ourselves beyond the easy ones, beyond the ones we've already done. Maybe that has an element to do with why I only did 7 of these projects and then sort of hit a brick wall. Because as I had predicted, they became more and more difficult with every passing year to do something different and new that wasn't repetitive, and that's exactly what we should be doing. We should be pushing ourselves creatively. And if we're successful at that, what we'll end up with is a growing body of work that might lead to something more substantial, like a book. There's no way I could produce a book every year, and besides, a book of 5 images would be a little thin. But it made perfect sense for a folio and perfect sense for a PDF, so those became the 2 media that I used for the annual Winter Trees series. And if I had continued to do it over 19 years, I'd have 95 images that I might publish as a book. That's a reasonable number for a book. Not a big, thick book, but a reasonable book. And what a different kind of approach it would be to put together a book project that way, rather than saying, I'm going to go out and make a book and I need 100 images. That might be an overwhelming challenge, a discouraging challenge. But doing 5 images every year and doing it for 20 years is maybe a little easier way to approach a gathering together of 100 or so images for something that could be turned into a book. So let me address the elephant in the room then. Why did I stop? Some of it, I'm sure, was nothing more than sheer laziness, to be honest. But there was another aspect that kicked in, and that is I started publishing Kokoro, which is my periodic PDF that has all kinds of different projects, not just Winter Trees, that becomes an anthology where I can put all kinds of different projects in it, and some Winter Trees images got absorbed into Kokoro. So I had competing ideas. That's a lousy excuse. I should not have allowed that to circumvent my annual Winter Trees 5-image project, but it sort of did. And looking back on it now, I wish I hadn't done that. It's not that I stopped photographing winter trees, but rather that I stopped assembling them into the annual project, which I could do now. I'm thinking about doing it now, going back and filling in the missing years. But that feels a little bit like a cheat, so maybe it's just there was a pause, and for a number of years, a dozen years or so, I just didn't do it, and now I'm doing it again. There's no reason we can't do that. We are creative individuals, and we make our own rules. And maybe that's an odd way to think about this, but what the heck? I shouldn't let the fact that I haven't done it for 12 years after having done it for 7 years I shouldn't let that get in the way of what I might want to produce now. It does bring up the question that I'm going to have to think carefully about. Do I want to continue to make each annual Winter Trees project its own independent project, like a folio or like an independent PDF, or do I simply fold it into what I'm doing with Kokoro, so that they're no longer freestanding projects, but part of the Kokoro anthology? I got to think that one through a little bit, because essentially the two vehicles are kind of the same. They definitely do overlap. And I'm feeling more strongly about that after having taken some time to go back and review those first 7 Winter Trees projects. Only a total of 35 images, so it's not a massive review. But I have to admit, I do kind of like the 5-image combination. Maybe it'll grow to 6, I don't know yet. But having reviewed it, I'm even more motivated to pick it up now. Which drops another little seed that might take root, which is by going back and reviewing work that we did 10, 20, 30 years ago, does that incentivize us to revisit ideas, to extend ideas, to supplement ideas, to revitalize ideas that were really good ones back 30, 40 years ago, but maybe we didn't recognize exactly how good they were? Or maybe we got sidetracked with other photographic ideas, or maybe just life got in the way, business, careers, kids, that kind of thing. That doesn't mean that there aren't seeds that we planted ages ago that maybe it's time for them to re-sprout and to reinvigorate a new way of thinking and a new way of working now. I think this is particularly important based on the fact that since digital photography came around, those of us who embraced it have probably now gathered thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of digital images, which gives us a huge asset base to go back and rethink doing updated or extended versions of something that we did with maybe analog materials or very early digital materials 20 or 30 years ago. The bottom line is, I think this idea of committing to an annual series is a really good one. And now that I look back at those first 7 Winter Trees projects, I really appreciate them, and I'm so glad that I did them. Just a little sorry that I stopped, but that's okay. I've learned. And now that I'm rethinking the idea of annual series, maybe it's time to recommit to an annual series. Maybe it's time to think of a new and different annual series. Because obviously the concept of an annual series has nothing to do with the subject of Winter Trees, but instead is a structure that could be applied to whatever it is that you're really fascinated to photograph, that you like to go back and revisit. I love the way the idea of an annual series plays against the pursuit of new subjects, new travel, new things to photograph, new ways to photograph, constantly chasing new, as compared to an annual series, which constantly challenges us to explore deeper, more thoroughly, without repetition, to challenge ourselves. That aspect of the annual series is its great strength, I think. And recognizing that itself is a motivation for me to think about how I might apply this concept of the annual series to other things that I'm interested in photographing.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.